In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Kyle Shanahan spoke, and he addressed this, and I think this might be the overarching theme of the offseason, if I may. I think the number one thing that people feel good about is we're about to go through the J months without any drama, no contract drama. So Kyle was asked how that helps and affects the team this offseason.
Yeah, I mean, I know we had a number of contract holdouts last year, and I think we've had a couple before that. But we've always had a real good turnout for OTAs and for our offseason. I mean, we're a team that, you know, usually have like one or two maybe with contracts and one or two who got other stuff going on. But I think our attendance has always been real good. The contract stuff gets made a big deal. It's always annoying when it goes into camp, and especially when you're going into a first week and stuff like that. But that's not something that really affects the team right now. It's cool that we don't have any of those on the horizon, though. So, you know, there'll be no hiccups in the future.
It's interesting. Kyle made this about attendance, and I don't think for fans it's about attendance. I get why, where he's coming from. He's like, yeah, you know, because these coaches are so nuts and bolts, right? Is he here or is he not here? If he's not here, we're going to coach people who are here. And then we're going to get in, right? We're going to wake up tomorrow and do it again. It's like, no. This stuff, as much as you want to tell us, oh, it doesn't, next man up, it doesn't affect it. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. There is an emotional side to life. And you will never convince me that what Brandon Ayuk and the Niners conducted last year didn't bleed into everything. Everything that went on with this team had something to do with and was affected by that situation. So I'm glad the reporters pushed him a little bit more and said, hold on, I get the attendance part of it, but what about the emotional side of what this creates for the team this offseason?
The way I addressed it the most was our last meeting in January. I just told the guys, I talked about how the season ended the year before, and how when I felt them all come back, I felt guys weren't ready to come back, and I understood that. But I told them how I won't really understand it this year. Not that that was right or wrong, but I couldn't comprehend it. We're off 5 weeks earlier. We all know how disappointed we are, and a lot of us have played a lot of football here. But we're going to have a team that doesn't know what we've done in the past or how you guys have earned a lot of stuff. We need to show them. And the first meeting that when we get back, I expect our whole team to be here, and it's be important to guys. And I thought the coolest thing was everyone being there on the first day. We had every guy show up, and I didn't have to call anyone and beg them, which said a lot. Like, they all knew what I said at the last day, and I wanted to see if they really meant something to them, not to where I had to call them and remind them, and I didn't. And they all showed up, and they've all been working, and to me, that's something I really appreciate, and know I got the right guys.
That's a pretty interesting statement.
Right. It should be the way. If it was not the way off of 6-11, then maybe we have some culture and some locker room issues. If you go 6-11 and you aren't thinking, you know what, I get an extra 5 weeks off that I don't want, I'm going to bust my hump to make sure I am absolutely locked in and ready on, forget day one, day zero, because darn it, I don't want to go 6-11 again.
I don't want to be one of these media members. I'll never know what the physical toll is of being in the NFL. But my first reaction is, I don't care if you went to the Super Bowl. Kyle has to call people
and beg
and ask them to show up. Even if you went to the Super Bowl, this is 3.5 months later. You don't just come because you're supposed to, like, you're supposed to be there.
Yes, but sometimes you don't come because you want fresh money in your deal, and sometimes you don't come because, you know, they say they don't want me, and you're up for a new contract, and, you know, all the rest of the other things that are me. They're personal, me-based. And I think when you come off a Super Bowl, you're more likely to think about the I, me, mine part of it. Those are three of the words I try not to use ever. I, me, mine.
I, me, mine?
Yes. Like, it's me, it's mine. If you're making a lot of I, me, mine statements, that tends to be of a selfish nature. Hmm. And when you're on a 53-man football team, it needs to be we, ours, us. And that's where Kyle, I think, is saying, like, it feels like everybody came in because we want to be better. This season is ours, and it's all about us.
That's an interesting statement. I mean, he doesn't say that unless that's been a part of his past, right? Call and beg people to show up? Can we hear that again? I want to hear this again.
The way I addressed it the most was our last meeting in January. I just told the guys, I talked about how the season ended the year before. And how when I felt them all come back, I felt guys weren't ready to come back. And I understood that. But I told them how I won't really understand it this year. Not that that was right or wrong, but I couldn't comprehend it. We're off 5 weeks earlier. We all know how disappointed we are. And a lot of us have played a lot of football here. But we're going to have a team that doesn't know what we've done in the past or how you guys have earned a lot of stuff. We need to show them. And the first meeting that when we get back, I expect our whole team to be here, and it's be important to guys. And I thought the coolest thing was everyone being there on the first day. We had every guy show up, and I didn't have to call anyone and beg them, which said a lot. Like, they all knew what I said at the last day, and I wanted to see if they really meant something to them, not to where I had to call them and remind them, and I didn't. And they all showed up, and they've all been working, and to me, that's something I really appreciate and know I got the right guys.
I don't know why this is hitting me that way. You just say it twice in the last 20 seconds. Is that really the way it normally goes? You have to call people. Hi, this is Kyle and stuff. I just want to remind you that work started yesterday and you're not here. And I'd like to beg you to be here. Please, please be here. Would you please be here? Because you're on the team and we pay you a lot of money and you haven't taken a hit in 3.5 months. Please come. Please come to Santa Clara. We'll send a map and really? Is that how this normally works?
Coming off a Super Bowl where you have disappointment and you've got some players who are probably still feeling like they're not ready to come back. I still want some offseason. I don't know which individuals he would be addressing, but just looking at this year's offseason workout program, the first day is April 22nd. So you go from the Super Bowl mid-February to the first day of showing up 2 months later, that might feel a little bit quick. And this year, when you have 5 weeks more off, now all of a sudden you got 3.5 months. So I'm not saying that it's justified, but the fact that he laid it out like that, I see the positive in his message, but also it did catch me a little off guard, like his use of beg. I had to call guys and beg them. Please, I mean, I'm on my hands and knees here. Trent, can you please show up, please?
That's good, man. It's good. You know, I know that over the last couple of years, the word vibes has been both a good and a bad thing in Bay Area sports. You know, you think about it. I remember the start of last year's training camp, and there was a lot of talk about bad vibes. But then the Warriors started, and everyone was like, vibes are immaculate. Oh, the vibes. And then they were 12-3, and you're like, yeah.
Look at those vibes.
Look at those vibes. See, this is what vibes looks like. And then they lost all of their games. Then they just started losing almost all of their games. And all of a sudden, it was like, why are we, you know, I remember even Guru one time, he screamed it. He's like, I don't want vibes. I want wins. Right?
And so the vibes changed, though, not only because of the losing, but Melton got hurt.
Yeah.
And then
Melton.
You know, well, I think he was part of the vibes.
And he's a good player.
And the fit was there. And then slow-mo, Kyle Anderson was suddenly shuttled to the end of the bench. Yeah. And so, you know, you're playing 13 guys, and if you're playing 13, then three are unhappy, and you're not winning. So I do think that some of the vibes were, you know, because of the roster construction, but also some of the injuries and the losing.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get it. It's just one of those things. I mean, the Giants, I heard it during spring training all month long. Oh, they're immaculate. The vibes, this team digs each other, and then they come out, and they start winning baseball games right away. Walk-off fashion all over the place, and you're like, hey, 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 how about some how are the vibes now? How we doing?
I wonder.
How was that plane flight to Miami?
Probably quiet.
Yep.
Quiet.
Yep.
Although, you have an off day in Miami, so I'm sure your dauber wasn't down too long.
Well, and the players don't, they don't treat this the same way we do, because I don't think that they would live. I mean, they would. You drive yourself nuts if you go on the emotional ride that we do.
Yeah.
Because we're fans. We're not living it. And they, of course, are sitting there having a, I don't want to just say deeper understanding of what's going on, but also like, yeah, they know the real story. Like Willie Adames right now, if you sat down next to him, you're like, what's going on, man? Like, he wouldn't just be like, well, I suck. It's crazy. I used to be able to hit a ball, and now when I swing, it always misses. It's the weirdest thing. You know what I mean? Like, he wouldn't say that. There'd be a story there. There'd be a, well, here's what's going on with me right now. Here's what I'm working on. And so maybe it's a little easier for them to not ride that roller coaster. They've got a whole summer of this. You play every day. That's the way baseball players think. When something crappy happens, hey, go to bed, dude. You wake up tomorrow, you probably got another chance to try again and switch it. But I don't know. It's just one of those words. It's great. You love having great vibes, but those vibes last as long as you're getting a few wins, or else it's almost going to actually serve to bother the fans. Fans don't want just a great clubhouse. Like, Adames is the perfect example of what we're talking about, actually. Right? Mr. Clubhouse guy. He's nothing but vibes. Well, how long does vibes last? When you get a negative war, I don't want vibes. I want doubles.
Yeah.
I'd like some doubles.
But I think if we take vibes and we go back to the Niners last year, the vibes were off from the offseason all the way through with Brandon Ayuk and the way he went about his contract negotiation. That was not very vibe friendly. Trent Williams, with the tragedy that befell both of his twins, one right away when the season was getting started, and he had the holdout before that, and you had Christian McCaffrey with bilateral Achilles tendonitis, where he was not 100% himself. Ricky Pearsall gets shot, and Charvarius Mooney Ward goes through his tragedy. So it was almost impossible to vibe it up. And even when you get to the Debo Tabor Pepper incident, and eventually the Devondre Campbell I quit situation, dude. Dre Greenlaw couldn't play all year. So in terms of the vibes, yeah, 6-11 is not very vibe friendly, but that was a shipwreck from March on.
Dude, do you know, I read something.
Did I leave anything out?
No, well.
On bad news?
No, you didn't, except for maybe one thing that I didn't even know about. And I wonder if I'm glad you brought this up, because this, I've been meaning to ask some other people about this. Grandy Lucas, maybe you heard it. I wonder, how does this grab you? I was reading something from Eric Branch last week with regard to the Niners. And he made a reference to the fact that George Kittle was asked about Fred Warner playing on a broken ankle. And I don't have the quote in front of me, but I'll paraphrase. And George's response, because he apparently was playing with a broken rib. We didn't know that, though.
Wow.
And George made a comment of like, well, everybody out here plays hurt. And not all of us tell you about it. And I was like,
oh.
Oh.
That's the classic Willard. Oh.
Oh. Oh. Is it?
Oh, you almost did a Dave Fleming there. Huh.
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 So, like, it makes you go, George? Fred? Y'all good?
Shots fired?
It felt that way. It felt like he was. And I can understand this in a football locker room, even though that's excessive. Like, Fred is playing on a broken ankle. But, yeah, on the other hand, we never hear about that stuff until the year is over. We never do. You know what I mean? I found this out literally just a number of weeks ago, that what Kyle Harrison was going through last year was unbelievable. And in fact, I know that he looks at it as a mistake. Like, he should have just shut himself down. And everyone wanted to know, why is this fastball only going 92 miles an hour? Yeah. Well, he was hurt.
Was it shoulder? Was it?
There was a bunch of stuff.
Elbow, yeah.
There was leg stuff that happened when he was working out, and it messes with your mechanics. And when you're an elite level pitcher, your mechanics can mean 5 miles an hour like that.
Yep.
And so he couldn't get it right. And then all off season, he gets healthy. He starts the year in the minors, and poof, now he's throwing 97 again, and he's back in the rotation. But we didn't hear about it at the time.
Right. And football has that badge of honor, the code, where you don't talk about your injuries. If you're injured, you don't play. And if you play, well, then you're not injured. And that is kind of, I think, the nature of football and the tough guy sport. And Fred Warner, yeah, it got out that he played with a broken ankle. Just looking at his snap count, he led the team in snaps.
Yep.
He played 93.5% of all defensive snaps. George Kittle with the broken ribs played 75%. Of the snaps, but he's not always going to be out there because sometimes, you know,
right.
You do need to go four wide receivers if you're losing. Yeah. But, you know, both those guys played through injury and both played a ton.
Yeah, it's interesting. Well, how does this grab you? This just came in on the text line. It's kind of a perfect question for you, maybe more so than me. Or not a question, it's a statement, really. 925, this is why it gets harder and harder to be a fan. Because these guys make more and more money, but work less and less.
I don't know if I necessarily see it that way. Like, in the NBA.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Yay? Sure. We can look at that and...
But do you feel that way, that right now it's harder to be a fan, or it's getting harder and harder to be a fan?
I don't think so when it comes to the money. And we've talked about this a lot. If you don't pay Brock Purdy $53 million a season, are tickets going to be cut in half? Of course not.
No.
There's a market, and there are enough fans show up to pay what you have to pay to go there. You pay for parking and the rest of it. So the money that they make, sometimes I'm gobsmacked at the numbers. Like, when Brock Purdy's going to get $265 million, and I think about how many years I'd have to live my life to accumulate that, making what I make. And it's like, oh, okay, that's a couple lifetimes there.
Yeah.
But I don't think about it like that. The NBA is the one where it does get a little curious, where, you know, you've got a guy making $50 million and he's going to play 60 games and he's going to get load managed. And that's where sometimes, and I understand that you play better when you actually follow the science. That makes sense. But that's where... You know, you start to think, okay.
Okay, but I would bet, and I have no idea, 925, your phone number, I don't know how old you are. I would bet you've lived a little, though.
Yep.
Because if you're saying it like that, and here's why I bring it up, I think we at least got to enter into that conversation, us, like our perspective. You would never, again, I have an 11-year-old at home who, I have to hide the remotes. because it doesn't matter what sport. He gets home from school. Dad, right? The beepity bops are playing the doopity doops, and I'm on channel 1000, and I got.
Will he even get into like cornhole and.
The guy will watch anything. He'll watch
Ultimate
anything.
Disc and.
He is not having a hard time being a fan at all.
Right.
I don't even know if he knows what the hell people make.
Of course not.
And even if I told him, he would just.
He doesn't have any perspective.
Right, right. Exactly. So that's why that comment catches my attention. I wonder how some of y'all feel about that. 888-957-9570. We can take some calls on that. Is it getting harder to be a fan because of this? I mean, the basis of the conversation was the idea of Kyle Shanahan saying that he's happy this offseason because he didn't have to call and beg people to show up.
Right.
Now, maybe he's being a little sarcastic. I don't really know if he's ever had to do that in the past, but like, is that how we feel? Is it getting harder and harder to be a fan?
Not for me. Yeah. And, you know, a lot of the structure of a football offseason is either, you know, voluntary stuff or organized team things. And, you know, it's not all like we need to have you here. Now, you get to camp. You want everybody in camp. And that's in the end of July. But even like this mini camp and you got OTAs, organized team activities. You know what that is for your son? That's called a field trip. When you have an organized team activity, so yeah, there's benefit to it, but I don't think that just because a guy's making a ton of money that he's got to absolutely be there every day.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.